This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet has approved three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project worth around 12,015 crore rupees. These corridors are RK Ashramwar to Indraprastha, Aero City to Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, with this expansion, the Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers.
Approval hua hai. This will be Delhi Metro Phase 5A, 10 underground and 3 elevated stations. At an investment of 12,015 crore, 16 kilometers will be added to the Delhi Metro network with 13 new stations. With this, Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers. 33,000 ton CO2 emissions every year will be saved because of these three corridors.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that Delhi's infrastructure has got a major boost. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Cabinet's approval for three new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project will expand the capital's metro network, thus boosting ease of living and reducing congestion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Lucknow today on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. At around 2:30 p.m, the Prime Minister will inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal and also address a public gathering on the occasion. Rashtra Prerna Sthal has been developed as a landmark national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. The complex features 65 feet high bronze statues of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, symbolizing their seminal contributions to India's political thought, nation building and public life. It also houses a state-of-the-art museum design in the form of a lotus-shaped structure spread over approximately 98,000 square feet. Former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu was elected as the President of the Atal Smriti Nyas Society in New Delhi yesterday. Ram Bahadur Rai, a founding member of the Atal Smriti Nyas Society, proposed Mr. Naidu's name for the position in consultation with other members, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. At a meeting held at the official residence of M. Venkaiah Naidu, Atal Smriti Nyas Society elected him as the president of the society in place of Vijay Kumar Malhotra, who passed away recently. External Affairs Ministry has stressed that disrespectful acts such as demolishing statues of deities hurt the sentiments of followers around the world and should not take place. In response to media queries on the demolition of Hindu deity statue in an area affected by the ongoing Thai-Cambodia border dispute, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Hindu and Buddhist deities are deeply revered and worshipped by people across the region as part of shared civilizational heritage. He urged the two sides to return to dialogue and diplomacy to resume peace and avoid any further loss of lives and damage to property and heritage. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holy wreaths and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. Pope Leo XIV is presiding over the Christmas celebrations for the first time after being elected in May this year. Today, the Pope will celebrate a Christmas Day Mass and deliver a twice-yearly Urbit et Orbi to the city and the world message and blessing. Two-time Olympic medalist and Indian men's hockey team vice-captain Hardik Singh has been nominated for the prestigious Major Dhyanchand Khel Ratna. The nominations of the National Sports Award 2025 were finalized with the selection panel comprising of Indian Olympic Association IOA Vice President Gagan Narang, former hockey player M.M. Somaiah and former badminton player Aparna Popat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.